Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Guru's Two Cents. Today, I'm going to start off by talking about that shot from last night. Marcus Paige goes down and he hits a three-pointer and then turns around, and no defense is played on the other end. Kind of like what they was doing for the last, 10 minutes of the second half, playing no defense. How can you let someone on Villanova, anyone, including the center, stay open for a three-point shot? That made no sense to me at all. And I figured that North Carolina was just like, oh, well, they're going to go down and they're going to break and we're going to go into overtime and win in overtime. This is for the national championship, man. You play your hardest those last few seconds because, as you can see, those last few seconds cost you the game. Great shot by Big Smooth. It was probably going to go down as being one of the greatest shots hit in an NCAA championship game outside of the Christian Laettner half-court shot. So, congratulations to Villanova. North Carolina, you guys got to work on your defense, man. A lot of those guys are declaring themselves for the draft, and so they won't be there. But that next group that's coming up, you guys got to do something about your defense, man. Your offense is okay, but your defense, that's where you lack at. On to these postponed games from yesterday. Boston with Price and Cleveland with Kluber. My prediction on these games, I don't know. I don't really like the game itself because Price is so wishy-washy. They just gave him like $217 million. For seven seasons, and I'm going back and I'm looking over his career, and I could see half of that, but $217 million, and even when he came to the Jays, last season, and it was okay. I don't see $217 million worth, but hey, Boston sees something that I don't see. It's going to be pretty cold, so I don't know how Price is going to come out throwing. I don't know how, the Indians' bats are going to act. To me, this game should have been a pick. Why do they have a favorite in this? I have no idea. My thing is no scoring in the first inning. I'm just hoping that these guys, which are two, premier starters, they got pretty decent arms, so I'm kind of hoping that they both can go out and just, get the job done in the first inning. I just need the first inning. After that, I don't care if you guys give up 15 runs each. Just stay poised in the first inning. Same thing goes with the Astros and the Yankees. Again, two good pitchers. The only thing is Tanaka. Last year, opening day, Tanaka, he stunk it up. It was one of those games to where, he couldn't pitch. And everything that he pitched seems to be, going the opposite way, dropping down for a base hit, going down for a double. Tanaka is one of those pitchers that when he's on, but when he's off, there's no amount of runs that the Yankees can manufacture to get them a win if he is off on his pitching. Houston is, they can be a dangerous batting team, but they got their ups and downs. The best hitter on their team is Altuve, but, he's only about, 5'4", 5'5", at best. And it's hard to pitch to somebody that's that short, especially when you already, 6'6", and you throwing from down an incline. His strike zone is like what most people would be a ball. So it's kind of hard to put that ball down there to him. So most of the time you just got to pitch to that guy. And unfortunately, he can hit. So again, I'm hoping that both pitchers come out today and they try to show the fans that, hey, listen, we've been off, but hey, we still got it now. We still got it. So no score in the first inning for both Boston and Cleveland. And also no score in the first inning for the Yankees and the Astros. on to the Blue Jays, I was told that I stated the obvious by picking the Blue Jays. Well, obviously, the obvious wasn't too obvious to Vegas because Vegas has made these guys underdogs 3 days in a row. Now, we all know that the Jays are better than the Rays. I mean, maybe given this last year before they added the extra bats, we could have made the argument that this game could have went either way, but this game is not going to go either way. I mean, let's just face it, the best offense, you know, in MLB right now still happens to be the Blue Jays. They, you know, whatever you put up, your ace, your best closer, whatever you put up, these people are getting runs off of those individuals. So it's nothing that you can do, you know, with that offense. Can a defense tighten up a little bit? Yeah, it can. But for right now, they starting off like they left off. And to me, that's a good sign. I got them going 6-0. I think they sweep this series and they sweep the next series. You know, they just got that type of offense. Stating the obvious with the Blue Jays, I mean, if they're going to win, they're going to win. If Vegas makes them an underdog, it's absolutely crazy to go, you know, against them. I would take my chances on a plus 105 or a plus 100 money line with the Blue Jays before I'll take the team that's favored that may be minus 110 against them. I mean, that's a loss I could deal with. I don't know about everybody else, but I could deal with that type of loss. Given the caliber team that they are, I could deal with that loss. Now, as far as NBA basketball goes today, I was looking at the Spurs minus 3 against Utah. And, you know, I was scratching my head wondering, well, why is this line minus 3? No one is sitting down for San Antonio. No one is resting for San Antonio. So I said, you know what? Never just sit there. Never sit there and overthink, you know, a pick. Some people say it sounds too good to be true. It usually is. Well, I've seen times when it was too good to be true, and it was true. So I like the Spurs minus 3 today. Actually, I think the Spurs kind of beat up on them a little bit, but, you know, that's just my observation. The other NBA games, I don't know. I think the lines are set a little too high for, you know, a few of them, given the fact that, you know, Golden State minus 7.5. In retrospect, last year, that would have held up. That would have held up. They would have beat them by 15 or 20. This season, you never know. They'll still win, but you never know if they're going to cover, you know, that 7.5 points. So there's a lot of ifs going on with the NBA. The only game I like I said, in NBA today is the Spurs minus 3. Moving on to NHL, hey, I'm a Blackhawks fan, man. I mean, the money line is too high, but, you know, I'm a Blackhawks fan. So, you know, I figured them to win and go into the playoffs and go strong. I actually got them going back to the Stanley Cup. So, well, guys, this is going to be the end of this episode. You guys know where you can reach me at, www.getatthebookie.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at SportsGuru2012. And also, you can find me on Facebook at The Real Sports Guru. If you guys have any questions or, like, any ideas for these shows, you know, please give me an email, sportsguru@getatthebookie.com. I'm looking to expand this show and make it, you know, much, much longer. Giving my picks and giving my 2 cents, you know, for a matter of 10 minutes is enough for now, but I'm always looking to expand. And if you guys have any ideas, you know, please feel free to give me an email or, you know, shoot me a message on my website, there's a chat feature. So when you see my name on there, you can always send me a message through that, and I'll respond right away. Good luck to you guys today. You know, I wish you the best. Get the money and beat up on the bookies. This is Sports Guru. Until tomorrow, get at the bookie.